This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Yep, I look forward to it every week. And everybody out there listening, do everything you can to support InfoWars because they're doing everything they can to support you. And we have lost our freedom and democracy in this country. And it breaks my heart to see what's happened. And InfoWars is doing the very best they can to give you the best they can. And if we don't support each other, we're finished. And things are very, very dire. I've been trend forecasting now. This is my 44th year. Best-selling books. Trend tracking. Far better than Megatrends. Time Magazine. Trends 2000, international bestseller. Weekly Trends Journal magazine. You go to jonestrends.com and you get it for pennies a day. $22 and about 50 cents a week. Or you could buy the wall, I can't say the right word, SHI Journal. And let's see, this is Saturday's edition. $6. $6. And here's the picture that takes up most of the front page. Great Caesar's ghost. Here we go again. Honorable men in central Rome's Lago di Torre, Argentina. Actors dressed up as ancient Romans on Friday reenacted the assassination of Julius Caesar. The performance commemorated on Roman leaders' killing of the Ides of March in 44 B.C. That's the crap. That's the crap that they're selling. And you know why they're selling this crap? Because they're a bunch of crap heads. We don't have a media anymore. They're little prostitutes. They're little dried out lemons. Little Anderson Coopers. Jake Capitalists, little boys and girls, prostitutes, media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. So we're giving you in the Trends Journal that you're not getting anywhere else in the world. Nowhere, anywhere doesn't come close. Tell you what in the world is going on, what it means, what's next, and what you might want to do. And InfoWars is giving you all this great information that you can keep putting together to help you prevail and prosper in these dangerous times ahead and the great products that they had. So here's a headline from Euronews. Pseudo-election. European leaders condemn Putin's victory. Oh, pseudo-election? You mean like the one you had over here in 2020? In the USSA? You know, I'm no fan of Trump. I call things the way they are. Election was rigged. Oh, and I think he was the guy that created the stupidity of mail-in ballots. I'm not sure, but I think that happened during the COVID war that he launched on Operation Warp Speed, the gene therapy inoculation, when he called a state of emergency on March 13th, Friday the 13th, 2020. So I don't like the cat. But the election was rigged. And here's the way I see it. And I only call it by the facts. I did Election Eve with Greg Hunter on USA Watchdog. And the polls were like this. Biden down below and Trump on the top. And then it changed in an instant, in a flash. Why? When we get back, I'll tell you why. And pseudo-election right here.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great to be on. Great to be on the Alex Jones Show. So I was talking about the 2020 election and the big headline, pseudo-election, European leaders condemn Putin's victory. Oh, they had a rigged election over there, huh? No, the United States had the rigged election. So I'm doing InfoWars, and Greg Hunter did a great job. He had all the charts up, you know, everything, all the, this 2020 November election. And Trump is leading Biden all over the important states. All of a sudden, I forget the exact number and the exact state. I think there were Wisconsin and Michigan. 112,000 or 120,000 mail-in ballots had just been counted. And he all went to Biden. Wait a minute. You mean not one for Trump? Again, not a Trump fan, but I got a mind. I'm not 6 years old. You're telling me out of 120,000, 110,000 mail-in ballots from two states, nothing for Trump? Again, the mail-in ballots are a joke. Not a joke. It's rigging the game. And when they talk about Russia, how about, hey, you remember that little daddy's boy with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball? Little Georgie Bush? Oh, we got them hanging chads down there in Florida. Oh, and JFK? Again, not who I like, what I dislike, the facts. Oh, all of a sudden he wins when he's going to lose Illinois when you had that guy Mayor Daley over there that was running the whole show. Elections are rigged. The whole game is rigged. Oh, but those dirty Russians. And as I said, journalism is dead. Dead. They're firing everybody. We report it week after week in the Trends Journal. And this just came out. It's all over the world. This is from WSWS.org. Hundreds of jobs to be axed in New Zealand media restructure. Yep. In the past 2 weeks, New Zealand's two main mainstream television stations announced dramatic reductions to their news and current affairs programming that will see the elimination of basically between 300 to 400 jobs. You name it, they're all doing it, and they're all going AI. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying do everything you can to support InfoWars. So one of the articles running on InfoWars now, and again, this ties into the Trends Journal. It's, again, we'd forecast this. This is their Emergency Monday broadcast. NATO leaders beat drum to support of what Macron calls for direct military confrontation with Russia. Now let's go back to the Euronews headline. They say NATO leaders, this says European leaders, leaders? How could you be so gutless, ignorant, to look up to these, quote, leaders? Maybe they should be outside of outhouses and lead you into the outhouse. Because that's all they are. Pieces of crap. Leaders. How can you look up to a little gutso like Macron? A little fake-haired little boy, or maybe he's a girl. Who knows? Maybe him and Rachel Levin had something going on before. Oh, Rachel Levin. Oh, no, Richard Levin. Oh, Rachel Levin. I forgot. Oh, that's the clown that's our health expert. These are our leaders. The leaders over there in Europe, Schultz, Bologna Maloney in Italy, a clown like Sunak over there in the UK. Oh, did you hear the latest? His father-in-law just left the kid. He's like 4 months old. Not left the kid. Gave the kid $40 million. Yeah. For investment. $40 million. Could you imagine if these multi-multi-multi-multi-millionaires and multi-multi-multi-multi-multi-multi-billionaires put one penny for peace? I shouldn't say a penny. I'd say $1 billion. To our Occupy Peace movement. So we could have peace on earth. Go to hell. What are you talking about, peace on earth? Oh, you got that fat mouth Stoltenberg. That NATO clown. Say, we're in for a long war with Russia. That's right. And now, it's being reported on InfoWars. Emergency Monday broadcast, NATO leaders beat drum in support of Macron's call for direct military confrontation with Russia. There it is. World War III has begun. It was one of our top trends for 2024. Your cover of your Trends Journal magazine on February 22nd, 2022, of a little over 2 years ago, was from COVID war to Ukraine war to world war. World War III has begun. And as we have been warning, week after week, month after month, and year after year, as these wars escalate, you're going to see oil prices spike. And as we had forecast, as Ukraine keeps losing support from people and military support and financial support from countries, they're going to take more dramatic actions in their attacks against Russia. And now what's going on? Bombs away over oil refineries. Let's blow up another pipeline. Yeah. There's only been about three or four in the last couple of days. Ooh. And what's Brent crude now? Yeah. About $87 a barrel. On its way to 90. And as Israel keeps ramping up the Middle East war, more bombs away over there in Lebanon, blowing up Iranian oil facilities. Oil prices, Brent crude, could spike to above $130 a barrel. And when that happens, the equity markets will crash and the global economies that had been artificially propped up with trillions of dollars of fake money backed by nothing and printed on nothing will crash. Japan, UK, Germany, Japan and Germany. Japan, fourth largest economy in the world. Germany, third largest economy in the world, in recession. They cannot take a hit of higher oil prices. And this is the reality on the street. The people are feeling the pain. I'm talking to a lot of businesses, and particularly in the hospitality and service sectors, slowing down. People can't afford it. What are you looking at?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
High until the banks go into CBDCs, central bank digital currencies. And that's going to happen. The when is a guess, but it's going to happen because they're going to come out with a new currency because the dollar isn't worth anything. You have what? You're nearing $35 trillion worth of government debt, going up $1 trillion, the debt level, every 100 days. So all of a sudden, you're going to hear something. They'll make it up. Yeah, Russians just hacked our banking system. You can't get your money out. It's a bank holiday. But don't worry about it. We're here to protect you. They're coming out with a digital currency. Then you look at what society's become. It's AI'd. It's a digitized society. Young people, they're fine paying with their digital wallets. They don't want to carry cash. So when they go digital, that's my forecast, and Max and I disagree on this, and, you know, nobody's ever right all the time, and of course you should disagree if you don't agree with somebody, and you have the facts, and Max is, you know, he's on top of this. But I believe that when the central banks go digital, they'll do everything they can to end the competition, just like with gold. They took us off the gold standard in 1971. So, and again, people don't realize inflation's skyrocketing, and they never talk of the reason why. And it was the Vietnam War that they printed up all this fake money to keep fighting this war. And that's also when they started bringing in migrants. It was under LBJ, LB Jerk, off over there in Texas. They wanted more cheap labor. They needed labor because they're drafting all the guys my age and a little older. So they wanted more migrants to come in. And then I wrote in my book, Trends 2000, H-1B visas, when the whole internet revolution began. They didn't want to pay we, the plantation workers of Slavelandia, a living wage, so they brought in cheap labor from China and India. And you look at the numbers now. They're bringing in more and more and more cheap labor. Because all the big chains, you go to any of them, and you see help wanted signs out in front. Because they're paying the people nothing. So now you're a migrant coming in, and you want to get out of Haiti? I mean, look what's going on. Look what's going on all over the world. Sudan, Somalia, Ethiopia, Tigray War, nobody talks about. So people are leaving their countries. Lack of basic living standards, government corruption, violence, crime. Come on into America. The bigs running the country need cheap labor. They're even bragging, making it clear in papers like the Financial Times, that Germany needs more labor. What do you mean they need more labor? You got a recession going on over there. No, we want cheap labor so the bigs can make more money. They don't want to pay you anything because the rich keep getting richer. Again, you go to Oxfam and you can see the data. So that's on the immigration front and onto the economic front. So again, the big thing to watch right now are Brent crude, because that's going to be a signal that's really, really going to be felt, a shock that will be felt debt is rising, and it was right, by $1 trillion about every 100 days. The nation's debt permanently crossed over to $34 trillion on January 4th. Now it's about 30, it's nearing, it's over, I think it's about 34.5 now. Yep. U.S. debt, which is the amount of money the federal government borrows to cover operating expenses, blah, 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 blah. $34.4 billion. Yeah, yeah. It's ridiculous. So, again, this is why you're going to see gold prices go up. Imagine being in business or not in business and having the equivalent, not in trillions, but in hundreds of thousands of dollars of personal debt. And just keep piling it up. How could you keep running a business? How can you keep? You couldn't. The whole thing is a scam in front of everybody's eyes. Now let's go back, make all things connected. Why I keep saying they're going to keep lowering interest rates and pump up the economy. Because who's running the show? The banksters. Don't believe me? How about our Treasury Secretary, Janet Schiavarut, Yellen? What was the last job? Fed head. But we're the same age. Hope I don't look as bad as she does. Marona me. Poof. They want to keep the people in power in power. Our government is being run by the Federal Reserve in front of everyone's eyes to see. And hear, if you're not, deaf, dumb, and blind. And of course, the people watching InfoWars understand the facts. The general public doesn't have a clue about this. They don't even know where the Treasury Secretary is. So you've got the central bank, the banksters running the country. That's why they're going to lower interest rates to jack up the economy before the election. And again, it's going to be a freak show no matter what. But those dirty Russians, their elections are rigged, unlike in America where everything is so legit. And look at the country we have. A two-party system. Two parties. What a joke. What a joke. Oh, we fight and bring freedom and democracy. And then you read of all the money that the rich people have given to the politicians. Got no money. Got no political job. You got to get paid off. And morons and imbeciles call it campaign contributions. They're bribes and payoffs. And they paid off the bigs, destroyed the middle class in America and what this country was founded on. So InfoWars is doing everything they can to help bring that back, as we are doing with the Trends Journal. So support InfoWars. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back in a little bit. And go to InfoWarsStore.com. They got great products. And go to TrendsJournal.com for a magazine you're not going to get like anywhere in the world. And you go to JonesTrends.com and you get a real break on it. Of course, almost nothing will be. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Black. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And as I keep saying, do everything you can to support InfoWars because they're doing everything they can to support you. And they got these great, you know, deals they give you to give you that 360 win. You win and they win. And one of the great products they have out that they're giving you a discount on of up to, let's see here, 40% off is their Triiodine and the Survival Shield X3. And this thing was gone, but now it's back. And it's derived from ancient sea salts that are deep beneath the surface. And the Survival Shield X3 It uses a new discovered process to stabilize iodine in an activated tri-iodine formula and brings a multitude of, you know, brings right off the charts, the amplitude. And this tri-iodine formula has iodine, potassium, iodide, sodium, iodide, Survival Shield X3. It helps to support your thyroid, healthy metabolism, and helps assist to, this is an important one, overall well-being. And because the beings aren't doing that well overall, and a lot of people need some help to really get them up into a higher level, and this is a product that could help you do that. So this new version of a fan, it's a fan favorite. That's why it keeps going out of stock. Survival Shield X3, it's important. So do what you can, and it's specifically formulated for those who worry about things that we should worry about, such as fish or other seafood from the Pacific or the Atlantic Ocean, water quality, thyroid health, and depleting their natural stores of minerals due to respiration. And we're all sweating it out. So there's no better time to try this product than now. And you got your Survival Shield X3. You get 40% off today. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and see what tri-iodine can do for you. So it helps you and it helps InfoWars. And we got to get in the best shape we can. I keep telling everybody, what could I do? You got to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Matter of fact, someone just stopped by today and, you know, says he sees me on InfoWars. He wanted to thank me. And he said, like this, he said, I just lost 30 pounds. He said, I keep hearing what you're saying. And, you know, I understand you got to get in the best shape you can. It's so important. So now, moving on. You know, as I said, you know, once upon a time, there was some Easter time. You know, Easter time, yeah. The Prince of Peace. And I'm a warrior, by the way, for the Prince of Peace. He throws the banksters out of the temple. Yeah. Same criminal group, just different names. Because they were destroying the lives of the people. 3 days later, he's on the cross. Happy Easter. There's a great website. They really know their stuff, and they do it for the people. And that's Wall Street on Parade. And they have an article up today. J.P. Morgan's federally insured bank is fined $348 million for losing track, you ready, of billions of trades. So, again, billions of trades they lost track of. And they get a tiny little fine like that. On Thursday of last week, two of J.P. Morgan Chase's banks, federal regulators, fined the riskiest bank in the United States, that's their language, $348 million for engaging in, quote, unsafe and unsound banking practices. Don't forget to put your money there. Everything will be just fine. Oh, yeah. For failing to supervise, quote, billions, end quote, of trades on at least 30 global trading venues. And they go on. Under Jamie Dimon at the helm of this federally insured bank as both chairman and CEO, you ready? J.P. Morgan Chase Bank has turned giant scandals into an art form. Its rap sheet reads like that of organized crime, of an organized crime family, and includes an unprecedented 5 criminal felony charges. 5. Hey, Salenti,
I'm Jamie Dimon. Don't you know who I am? We don't go to jail. We give them a couple of bucks. And they shut up. We're running the show over there. Look who your Fed head is. She's our Treasury Secretary. It's one big gang. Oh, they talked about the mafia. Hey, you could talk about the Italians any way you want. But hey, don't talk about the banksters. No, no, no. Be proper. They go on. Just last year, its salacious activities with sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, to whom it doled out mountains of hard cash for more than a decade, parens, which he then used to silence his underage victims and accomplices, generated news headlines around the world. The bank settled those charges last year, which had been brought in two civil lawsuits by its victims and the Attorney General of the U.S. Virgin Islands for a combined $365 million. Ah, making it clear from what I just said, adding to the outrage over a mild slap on the wrist from these two regulators last week is that this federally insured bank was previously charged with engaging in unsafe and unsound banking activities when it used depositors' money from its federally insured bank to engage in massive high-risk credit derivatives trades in London from 2012 and lost, you ready, $6.2 billion of depositors' money. The case became infamously known as the London Whale Scandal. That's just part of it. Everybody better grow up. It is not a government that we have. It's a crime syndicate. They steal our money. Hey, I'm too big to fail. You're just a piece of crap. $29 trillion dumped into the banksters by the Fed heads, according to the Levy Institute of Bard College. They're thieves and they're murderers. What's your favorite war? Well, I grew up during the Vietnam War. Oh, you remember the lies about the blowing up that ship? The Gulf of Tonkin lie? Wrote about it in my book, Trends 2000, by McNamara, May He Rot in Hell. How about Saddam Hussein doesn't have weapons of mass destruction in Thai stuff? You got that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive? Gaddafi gotta go. They're murderers and thieves. To support InfoWars, InfoWars is supporting you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And as I said, you know, as a trend forecaster, we travel the world in looking for information so we can provide hard data and facts so that we, in our trends journal, we say this is what they're reporting. And we, if it's about the Israel war, for example, we say with the Jerusalem Post, Times of Israel, their information. Then we go to Iran. To IRNS, IRNA, ISNA, Tehran Times. We got Al Jazeera. We go all over trying to get information. And then we give you our, this is what they said, this is our analysis, and here's our trend forecast. So now, InfoWars is one of those places. I just went with, InfoWars really hits a lot of good stuff. Let me see what they got today. And as I mentioned, they have an article up here. It's very important. Emergency Monday broadcast, NATO leaders beat drums in support of Macron's call for direct military confrontation with Russia. Little faggot Macron with the fake little hair, a little pecker like this, right? Anybody, I want to make this clear to everybody listening. This is where I come from. Anybody that, like a little cutson like Macron, wants to wage war, put on your military drag, grab your gun, and go over there and fight or shut your little mouth. You got that, little Mikey Johnson? You got that, little Adam Schiff? Oh, and Tough Tom Cotton. Go back there and fight. You love that stuff. Anybody that supports war, take your wife, your kids, your transgenders, yourself, your money, go over there and fight or shut your mouth. I don't want my money going there to kill people.
Oh, we're bringing freedom and democracy.
How dumb could you be? Oh, we follow our leaders. Look how much people hated me when I had my freedom, peace and freedom rallies over here. Oh, and the one they hated me the most for was when little Andy Cuomo locked down everything and I had a peace and freedom rally. 2,000 people showed up. We all died from COVID. People follow their little clowns, and they're leading us into war. And that's why I'm mentioning this article. Because, Trends Journal coming out tomorrow. These are some of the stories that relate. As forecast, this is our trend forecast, and the headline is, as Ukraine loses war, it will escalate attacks inside Russia. So what's happened? Over the last few days, bombs away over oil depots and refineries inside of Russia. The numbers are up to almost between 12 and 20% of wiping out supply. You don't know whose numbers to believe, but those are the numbers. And what we've been warning week after week after week after week, year after year, as these wars continue, and I said it earlier, Brent crude's going to go up. When we just took the break, I looked, Brent crude now broke $87 a barrel. So now, when you're pumping gas into your car, don't worry about the price going up. There's no inflation, and they're using your money to bring freedom and democracy to Ukraine, the most corrupt country in Europe. Oh, not according to me, according to the European Union. Oh, and according to the Ukrainian people, who in the last poll, number one concern was the war, 89%. 89% of the people polled, corruption was the second major concern. So, article number two. Again, we said that as Ukraine loses, and again, you look at the cover of our Trends Journal, don't count on the counteroffensive. We said it was a load of crap before it happened. And now nobody talks about it. They're not going to win. Again, you know, Napoleon left Poland with 420,000 troops to attack Moscow in 1812, came back with 10,000. Oh, aren't you guys glad you went there and died and fought for that?
Yeah.
Operation Barbarossa, launched by Hitler, killed over 25 million Russians. They were the first to defeat the Germans. So anybody thinks that Ukraine, a little losing country of nothing, is going to win, out of their minds. So we said they're going to ramp it up. More attacks inside of Russia. And watch out for a major false flag event, attack on a nuclear plant that's coming. Because the next article is, in the Trends Journal, Putin talks risk of nuclear confrontation. That's right. But don't worry about it. You see an atom, you see a flash, go in your house and stand in the middle of the room. Yeah, bend over and kiss your butt goodbye. Those stupid crap they tell you to do in case of nuclear. Oh, I got a bomb shelter. Oh, yeah, you're going to come out. It's going to be lovely outside. Again, staying with the geopolitical trends and going back to the article that's in InfoWars about what's going on. Another top trend, no peace allowed. EU's top diplomat rejects Pope's call for peace in Ukraine. Yep. And that little clown said the Holy Pope entered the garden where no one invited him. This little Burrell BS little clown boy. No one invited him? Who the hell are you to say this? I'm no fan of the Pope. But boy, it's calling for peace. And of course, you know, I launched Occupy Peace. And Poland continues to promote wider war with Russia. Another article. Stoltenberg, that little other clown, that's the head of NATO, promotes more war with Ukraine. He said the Ukrainians are not running out of courage. They're running out of ammunition. Together, we have the capacity to provide Ukraine what it needs. Now we need to show the political will to do so. Oh, political will? You mean little pieces of scum? Little pieces of political crap? Political will. Hey, Stoltenberg, go over there and fight. And then, of course, the genocide going on in Gaza. This is the definition from Oxford of genocide. The deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying the nation or group. Right in front of everybody's eyes. Article. In last week's Trends Journal, we wrote about, it's from the Middle East Monitor, according to the Jewish law, all Gaza residents must be killed. The head of the Sherat Moshe Hesda Yeshiva in Yaffa, Rabbi Elu Mali, incited his students who were serving in the Israeli army, blah, 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 blah. He stated that according to Jewish law, all residents of Gaza must be killed. When asked about the elderly and the children, he replied, the same applies to them. Mali described the war as, quote, a religious war. Little Lindsey Graham described it as a religious war, too. Hate my war. Hey, what if I don't believe in your religion? Could you handle that? Don't tell you that. I don't, won't tell you to believe in mine. I'm the deacon of the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. No, no, no. You got to believe in ours. We're the only one. Yep. He said, quote, the basic law in a religious war and in the case of Gaza is that, quote, you shall not leave alive anything that breathes. Isn't that nice? And if you do not kill them, they will kill you. Today's saboteurs are the children of the previous military operation who kept alive, and the women are the ones who produce the saboteurs. Terrific, huh? Genocide. We need peace on Earth. Alex, please tell Musk to donate a couple of $100 million to Occupy Peace so we can get a global peace movement going. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. World War III's begun. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're helping you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.